Welcome back. This past week, North Korea claimed it was willing to make a bold concession, offering to freeze its nuclear program and even suspend nuclear power generation. It appears to be an attempt by Pyongyang to restart stalled talks with the U.S., Russia, China, Japan, and South Korea. But if you think the move is a softening of the North's hard-line Stalinist stance, guess again. The CBC's Patrick Brown recently traveled into North Korea, and he found the totalitarian country still locked in paranoia and a Cold War past.
At the Children's Palace in Pyongyang, well-nourished child prodigies are on show. They spend their days practicing and performing songs and dances in praise of their dear leader and President Kim Jong-il and his late father, the great leader Kim Il-sung. These are the children all visitors to North Korea are taken to see. These children are the ones most visitors don't see. World Food Program pictures of a kindergarten show what's in the storeroom for lunch, a bag of acorns.
4 out of 10 children in the country are chronically malnourished. They are stunted. They are too small for their age. We seek to feed about 6.5 million people in the country. They can't be ignored. We must feed them. The humanitarian imperative is very, very compelling in that country.
While children go hungry, soldiers don't. Still, the World Food Program says the army gets enough to eat without diverting food aid from overseas. It has first call on North Korea's own food stocks. The million-strong army struts and bellows its support for the world's last Stalinist dictatorship. Kim Jong-il not only holds North Korea in his iron grip, he's also holding the world to nuclear ransom. Despite a steady stream of propaganda warning that war could break out at any minute, North Korea has agreed, in principle at least, to resume negotiations in Beijing with its 4 main neighbors and the United States. There's no agreement on dates and details. There's a lot riding on the 6-party talks in Beijing. North Korea has agreed to go back to the bargaining table with South Korea, Russia, Japan, China, and the United States after President Bush adjusted the American position to offer security guarantees in writing. But these days, the United States is showing a willingness to negotiate with the axis of evil. And Washington has dropped talk of imposing regime change on North Korea. North Korea is known to have restarted its nuclear program. It might already have a bomb, or it might not. In either case, the world has to take the threat seriously, says one of Canada's leading experts on North Korea, Charles Burton.
I don't think that it's likely that North Korea would explode a nuclear device because it would lead immediately to a U.S. invasion of North Korea with extraordinary loss of life on the American, North Korean, and South Korean sides, spill over into China, and the inevitable fall of the Kim Jong-il regime. But that being said, when North Korea makes nuclear threats, we cannot take them lightly. We have to take them seriously because of the enormous consequences of their exploding a nuclear device.
On the outskirts of Pyongyang, a vast marble mausoleum is home to the embalmed remains of Kim Il-sung. In October, China sent senior Politburo member Wu Bangguo to pay his respects too. China's in a unique position to persuade or pressure North Korea to change its ways. North Korea's economy is almost non-existent. Almost everything is done by hand. Traffic police don't have much traffic to police. It's rare to see anyone working with anything more sophisticated than a shovel. Other communist countries have managed to turn things around. China's playing a key role, not only as a political intermediary, but also as a model of what can happen with economic reform.
There is some room for hope in the sense that China had a similar situation to North Korea in the 70s. They had a government based on a cult of personality with a essentially Confucian notion of hierarchy, no rule of law, no democracy. And China made a very gradual and smooth transition to its current situation of a country that's clearly on the rise, where people live well and enjoy significantly more freedoms than they did in the Cultural Revolution period.
Most of the world shrugged off hardline communism years ago. North Korea seems frozen in time, with an army determined to make sure it stays that way. For Foreign Assignment, I'm Patrick Brown in Pyongyang.
And that's our program for this week.